Hey, Sunday morning early here. Trajectory. I'm back to Trajectory. It's a follow-up to the podcast and Repossible YouTube channel from this past Thursday. And this is often, but this is a pro tip, by the way, if you are creating or you are, actually, if you're looking to create more or you're just not feeling creative, here's another tip on trajectory. I have two things. So one, three things. One of them is exactly what's happening right now, which is I started this conversation, I think it was a week ago. I think it was last Sunday. I have to look it up. But the trajectory talk, and so what's happening now is that because I put into motion ball number A, ball letter A, ball B has been set in motion. So it's the law of physics of where there is an action, there will be an equal reaction or equal or greater or lesser. I don't even know the physics behind it. Hey, don't quote me on physics. But and that's what's happening here. So that's one thing. One thing is because I put something in motion, it turned something else in motion. And what has happened here though? So because I'm working on this mini book called Trajectory, then this is what happened today. Something else was triggered. And I love, the word triggered is such a bad rep, but triggered, I like it because it's okay, what's a better word? A catalyst. Okay, you get the idea. So because I started talking about trajectory last week and now it's on my mind, the idea is growing. And that's exactly what I'm talking about here. So two elements this morning. One is that A can start B, but B can't really start without A. So A was last week and B is now. So now today is the expansion of last week. That's point number one. Point number two is, and I'm going to get to it in a minute, is the idea. Last week I had trajectory. It was very, shall I say, linear. I don't know if that's the right word, but it was like I'm very visual. I see it. I see it very visually, like a map. And it's a line from A to B. And maybe it's a line from A to B to C, SEE. But I saw it like a line. Whereas today I want to talk about that line getting bigger, like the snowball effect. Before I get to that, I don't want to forget C, and if I forget this, let me know, or number three, and that is fasting and how fasting improves your clarity, improves your, wow, just so many things. And the reason I really want to talk about fasting is because I'm not doing it and I really want to, and I can feel that I need it because, well, for one, weight-wise, I'm way over my ideal goal weight. And I feel it emotionally, psychologically, physically, psychosomatically. Any way you can feel something, I feel it. So I'm looking for a fast. Okay, that's number three. I'll come back to number three. Number two, I hope that this is where I actually struggle because I see these things so clearly in my head, and it is my goal, it is my job. Job, that's a terrible word. It is my challenge, my role, my dream to get these things clear for you so that you can benefit from the big ideas. So, big idea number two, following up on the trajectory topic, whereas last week we talked about a line going from A to B to C, which I love, and that's the core of it. But I'm pretty sure I did not mention the line getting bigger or wider or stronger or adding to it. And it really hit me today because just, I knew the perfect example was thought number one this morning. And that is that because A began, B exists. And here we go, here we go. It's not just A and A is gone, like the source or like the setting off point for the destination. And you go from A to B and A is gone. No, A is still there. For example, last week I'm talking about trajectory and the line from A to B to C. This week I'm talking about trajectory A to B to C. So in addition to last week's, I'm growing, I'm building on it, and that is that the line is bigger. So that's a very meta explanation for what we're talking about here because it's not just a single line that stays the same size. It's kind of like if I go back to the roadmap and the road trip, it's a bit like you're traveling from A to B to C. And along the way, you're picking up people. So in my case, I'm picking up new additional potentially different ideas, but they're all related and they're all going from A to B to C, and they're going to make the trip better and bigger, stronger. Take your pick of adjectives. It's going to make it something. And yet that wouldn't have happened without the initial force of that A. Okay, that's really that's it. That's as simple as it can get. And I like the hitchhiker or the picking up people because it's adding to the idea. So the idea is probably going to get bigger. And here's an interesting twist on that. If it doesn't get bigger, if you're not thinking about it all the time, not all the time, but if you're not thinking about it and wanting it to grow and examining it and working it, because I've been thinking about trajectory for a week ever since I sat right here in this exact same place, recorded the way too long audio about trajectory. And here I am again building on it because that grew, because that I put that into existence. I gave birth to that idea. That idea grew. Ooh, that's also interesting. Gave birth and then it grows and matures and goes from baby to toddler to teenager to adult, right? So similarly, your idea goes through a growing process. Ooh, I like that. So trajectory, at first I saw it simple line, A to B to C, and now I see it growing like a car trip and picking up hitchhikers. And when I say hitchhikers, I mean they're good, right? Not like the murdering kind. Sorry, I've seen too many horror movies. Okay, that is that. It is growing. It is the fact that because A started, by the time you're at B, ideally, if it's a good idea, and remember, if it's not a good idea or it's not a good thing, or you don't really want to go to B, or you realize I don't want to go to B, much less C, then awesome. But if you hadn't started, then you would still be thinking that you want to go from A to B to C, whereas you want to go from D to E to F, or you want to go from one to two to three. And A to B to C, or at least at this point, at this time, in this phase of your life, that's not the path you want to take right now. But for me, I want to write fiction. I'd love to write fiction. I would love to write kind of rom-commy, romantic comedies set in Europe. That's what I would really like to do. But right now, no way is that on my horizon. I mean, maybe next year. So I have enough going on. Stuff like books like Trajectory. Okay, point number three. I'm trying to keep this under 10 minutes. I don't know how long I'm going here, but it's probably not under 10 minutes. So I can see my little clock. Oh, I think I am. Okay, here we go. Point three is fasting. I talk about fasting quite a bit in my book. It's called 17 Hours, previously titled You Don't Have To, because I was being snarky about saying how you don't have to fast or meditate or create. If you don't want to, no, do it. So, fasting. I'm like the opposite of fasting right now. I'm eating everything in sight. I don't know what's going on with me, but I feel like, oh, I'm 22 and I can eat whatever I want. I cannot eat whatever I want. I am gaining weight. It is not good. I am not waking up as early as I'd like because with fasting, you wake up incredibly refreshed, rejuvenated. I'm feeling like a advertisement here. You have energy, you have clarity. When I fast, I see better, I hear better, I can smell better, I can see, hear, touch. All my senses are heightened. It's amazing. I sleep better. I have more energy. I have more consistent energy. So, and I have more clarity. And this year is focus, and I'm focusing on, for me right now, my focus this morning, it was very clear. I did a little YouTube short about it already at like 6:20. And it was that my three things this year, I'm focusing on three things, and that is the one word book, it is boost your brand with a book, and it is anthologies. That's it. I try to hold me to it. I can't guarantee anything. For me, that is incredibly focused, trying to stay on those three things. So, I mean, because if I did, I can start rattling off other stuff, improv comedy, stand-up comedy, getting on stage, speaking, podcasts, my own podcast, my own YouTube channel. See, just let me go and I will just go. Three things. Those are my three things. It is April. I am trying to stick to those three things. Am I succeeding 100%? Absolutely not. But it helps me to have my focus, to have my one word book, to have my little book that guides me. It is my guiding light. It is my driving force. It is my North Star. I love those three things. And I'm going to shut this down because I'm probably over 10 minutes. And this was my follow-up to the trajectory talk. And I think it's powerful. And this is going to be a quick ebook. And I'm going to do it soon. There you go. There you have it. It's early on a Sunday morning. I wish you energy. If I could give you anything, it would be energy. Why? Because it leads to so much else. It will lead to confidence. It will lead to new ideas. It will lead to money. It will lead to love. Why? Because if you are an energetic fireball, then all those things will be attracted to you like a magnet. Oh, it is so early on a Sunday morning. It's cray cray. All right, that's it. Have a great day.